another good evening with a great Vacation Bible School. We had the chance out here in art class to talk about the resurrection of Jesus, the realities of that, how phenomenal that was, and the great proof that that gives to us that Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God. And as we've been singing as our first song of Vacation Bible School each night, Jesus loves me. Help you with this.
Jesus loves me this time of, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
And he loves all the children of the world.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
And certainly whenever we think about the stories of Jesus, his walking on the water, his resurrection from the dead, all of those things help us to understand how unique and wonderful he was as the Son of God. As the song that we sing kind of goes to the theme of It's a Small World After All, that goes along with that very thought.
Jesus came to earth and became a man, lived a perfect life as he walked the land. Then he died on the cross and he rose from the dead. He's the Son of God. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, this I know. He's the Son of God.
Now, there's a whole lot to the story of Jesus, many different things we can talk about, even dealing with his death. And our song we've sung for years that kind of gives us a reminder of some of those things is the Crayon Song. Help me with it.
When I was a little child, no higher than your knee, my mom bought a box of crayons just for me. I picked them up, I opened them up, I looked way down inside. The colors there reminded me of Jesus when he died. Red is the color of the blood that he shed. Brown is for the crown of thorns they placed upon his head. Blue is for royalty which fit him well. For the Christian who's afraid to tell. Now when I see a little child with crayon box in hand, I tell him what it means to me. I hope he'll understand. Oh, red is the color of the blood that he shed. Brown
is the crown of thorns
they placed upon his head. Blue is for royalty, which fit him well, and yellow's for the Christian who's afraid to tell.
When we think about the greatness of Jesus and the great things he's done, we can't help but want to praise him for the things that he's done. Let's do hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's just do one review of it as to how it goes, and then we'll split it up a little bit. Help me with hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
You guys be the hallelujah people, And we're going to be the Praise the Lord people. Okay? So let's see if we can sing our parts and make this thing work. You ready? Here we go, guys.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Continuing theme of wanting to praise the Lord. Hosanna is a song that helps us to think about just how great He is. Excuse me. Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hallelujah.
one that goes along so much with the teachings of Jesus is that he taught us to put his kingdom first. I just want to sing the verse, and then we'll go back and sing it again to have a higher part that goes over the top of it. I think you remember it. Here we go. Seek ye first.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Singing
Alleluia, Alleluia. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Singing
Alleluia, Alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
Singing
Alleluia, Alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
Singing
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word
that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Singing
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Man
shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Singing
Alleluia, Alleluia.
All right. Clock just goes so fast. But there's one more we got to do. Are you ready? Help me with
it. The door tell and blessed be the rock that God.
Thank you.
flock with wings. Okay, a song of invitation, number 347. Number 347. Who will follow Jesus? What a wonderful question to consider. Here was the man who the scriptures tell us was born of a virgin, a man who had no sin. A man who went about doing good, and a man who was willing to die so that we might be able to live eternally. As he instituted the Lord's Supper, he said that the fruit of the vine represented his blood, which was shed for the remission of our sins. We find that the church was established in Acts chapter 2. When the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, and these men who were relatively unlearned began to speak in languages that they certainly had never studied as lowly fishermen, and all of Jerusalem came to hear what they had to say. And they preached of Jesus, how he fulfilled the prophecies written aforetime about him, that he had been taken by wicked hands and slain, but that his grave was empty. As these individuals understood that Jesus indeed was the promised Messiah, the Son of God, they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They'd heard the story of Jesus and they believed it. And Peter told them in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 that they needed to repent of their sins and be baptized, every one of them, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of their sins. That was the point of that baptism, to wash away their sins. Figuratively speaking, in the blood of Christ, they then rise to walk in newness of life. It is in that baptism that we come in contact with the blood of Christ, spiritually speaking. It is here that the operation of God takes place. In Colossians chapter 2, and verse 12, we are buried with him in baptism, wherein also we are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. We rise to walk in newness of life, and according to the last verses of Acts chapter 2, the Lord then adds us to his church, the saved, those who have obeyed these commands. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Those are the very definite steps that are repeated over and over and over again throughout the pages of the New Testament. And we see individuals in countless numbers believing the testimony of the apostles and becoming Christians from one town to another. Sometimes individuals got partway down that path, but did not have the completed teaching that they needed to have. Over in Acts chapter 19, we have the story of some men who knew about John the Baptist and about the baptism that he had ordered. And in fact, they had agreed to John's baptism. But that was back before the church was established. And John himself had said that someone that was coming after him was greater than he was. They need to follow him. And so Paul now has arrived in the city. He came from Corinth to Ephesus. And it says he found certain disciples and said unto them, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?"
If you read through the New Testament before the completed revelation of the written word, spiritual gifts were given by the laying on of the apostles' hands. Stephen and others were able to do miraculous things to confirm the truth that they spoke. But there's no record of them ever being able to pass those gifts on to anybody else. It was only to last until that which is perfect is come. And James calls it the perfect law of liberty. But Paul was willing to impart spiritual gifts to these disciples so that they could be big assets to this particular church. They didn't know what he was talking about. He said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." There was a big gap in their understanding about what Jesus had done and what was accomplished through his death. And he said unto them, "Unto what then were you baptized?" And they said unto John's baptism. They'd been baptized once, but it was not for the right reason, now that the church was established. Then Paul said, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." And when they realized that they had not obeyed the baptism that Jesus commanded, that one like in Mark 16:16, where Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved," they'd not done that baptism that was authorized by the Lord, but they wanted to fix that. And so in verse 5 it says, "When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the apostle Paul laid his hands upon them. The Holy Ghost came on them. They spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. They didn't argue with Paul. Say, "Well, I don't know. I got baptized once by John's baptism." He said, "There's, as Paul told the Ephesians in Ephesians 4, there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism that's valid in the day and time in which we live, and that's the baptism authorized by Jesus." And as free people in the first century heard that story, heard the commands of what one must do to be saved, they were willing to come to Jesus, to follow Jesus, to be baptized for the remission of their sins. It may be that tonight we've got some that are ready to acknowledge their faith in Christ, that they believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and to be baptized for the remission of their sins. And if there's some way we can help you, friends, we urge you to come as together we stand and as we sing.
Jesus, standing for the right, holding up his banner in the thickest fight, listening for his orders, ready to obey. Who will follow Jesus, serving him today? Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? "I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I." Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? Master, here am I. in his work of love, leading others to him, lifting prayers above. Courage, faithful servant, in his word we see.